Okay, so we're going to switch gears a little bit and talk about risk factors for HIV. And the risk factor that I'm going to focus on is sexual violence. And sexual violence has increasingly been cited as an important determinant for HIV risk. So my talk is going to focus on, is the actual type of sexual coercion experience important? I have no financial relationships to disclose. And sexual violence is defined as any sexual act forced against one's will. These acts can be physical, verbal, or psychological, all occurring through threats of harm. And the focus of my talk will be on penetrative vaginal intercourse through physical force, threats, or intimidation. And this is known as sexual coercion. Most surveillance on sexual violence is limited to rape and attempted rape. According to the 1995 National Survey on Violence Against Women, approximately 15% of U.S. women reported lifetime forced sex, and this average was about 3 rape assaults per year. It's important to note that these estimates occur across a spectrum of relationships, so they're not necessarily specific to a type of perpetrator, such as an intimate partner. These perpetrators could also be a relative or a stranger or an acquaintance. So although there are limited surveillance on rape and attempted rape, there are also limited data on behavioral-specific sexual violence measures. So the actual type of sexual violence a woman experiences, there's not much data out there on those issues. Behavioral-specific measures of sexual violence are also known as continuums of sexual coercion. And here we have 3 different levels of sexual coercion. We have force, threats, and intimidation. Force includes being physically injured, held down, or administered alcohol or drugs by the perpetrator. Threats include being threatened with harm or injury. A woman is told that she won't have access to certain resources, such as financial resources and housing. And also, she may be threatened by her partner that their relationship will end. And the final level here is intimidation, and this can be thought of as a woman has the perception that it's her duty to engage in sex with a partner, although it's unwanted, or it may be expected in return for gifts or money that she receives from her partner. And finally, her partner may insist on sex whether or not she wants it. When we look at the association between sexual violence and HIV risk, the mechanism operating behind this is that sexual violence may increase a woman's risk for HIV through forced or coerced sex. So forced meaning the more severe form, so physically forced. There have been many international studies that have found a positive direct association between violence, not just sexual violence, but also physical violence and HIV infection. And also sexual violence has been found to be associated with a number of sexual risk behaviors, as well as a history for sexually transmitted diseases. However, a dynamic of sexual violence yet to be integrated into the whole relationship with sexual violence and HIV risk is continuums of sexual violence. So this aspect has not been adequately addressed. So the objective of this research was to examine the association between behavioral-specific measures of sexual coercion and HIV risk behaviors among adult U.S. women. The hypothesis was that there will be a variation in the odds of each HIV risk behavior for each behavioral-specific measure of sexual coercion experienced. The data source to address this objective came from the 2002 National Survey of Family Growth. And this is a nationally representative sample of U.S. women, and for the first time in 2002, it also included U.S. men. The data set is quite large, 7,643 women, civilian, non-institutionalized, and the age range is from 18 to 44 years of age. Hispanics, non-Hispanics, blacks, and teens were oversampled in this population. Data was collected from March 2002 to March 2003. Face-to-face interviews were conducted and to collect information on more sensitive issues such as risk behaviors and sexual violence, audio computer-assisted self-interviewing techniques were used. The response rate was 80% for women. The study population that made up this analysis was women ages 18 years of age and older, and they had to have reported a male sex partner in the past year. There were three outcomes: multiple sex partners, defined as three or more sex partners in the past year; unprotected vaginal sex, defined as no condom use at last vaginal sex; and substance abuse, defined as the use of crack cocaine or non-prescription injection drugs or binge drinking, all occurring in the past year. The exposure measure was type of sexual coercion experienced in a woman's lifetime. There were four behavioral-specific measures of sexual coercion, each dichotomized. The first one was verbally pressured without threats of harm. The second was being threatened with physical injury. The third, being physically injured or held down. And the fourth, being given alcohol or drugs. To assess these associations, logistic regression modeling was utilized. There was one model for each outcome. Sampling weights were used to obtain weighted odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals. Confounders included select demographic characteristics, as well as characteristics related to a woman's first sexual relationship with a male partner. And these included her age at first vaginal intercourse, the type of relationship she had with this first male partner, so whether it was a less committed or a committed relationship, and the age difference between herself and her first male sex partner. The sample size was 5,857 women. 41% were between the ages of 35 and 44 years. About 70% were non-Hispanic white, with equal proportions of non-Hispanic black and Hispanic women. Majority of women had at least a high school diploma or GED. 63% had at least one child under the age of 18 years of age living in their household. About 70% were married or cohabitating with a male partner. And regarding first sexual relationship characteristics, most had their first vaginal sexual intercourse experience before the age 20. With about 27% experiencing this before age 16. 79% were in committed relationships at the time of their first sexual encounter, and about 20% had a partner who was at least 5 years older than her. Regarding sexual coercion, 1 in 4 women reported a lifetime experience of sexual coercion. Among these 1,408 women, 35% were under 15 years of age at the time of their first coerced sex experience. 7.6% reported three or more sex partners in the past year. 77% reported unprotected vaginal intercourse, and 15% reported substance abuse in the past year. This shows the prevalence of type of sexual coercion. So the most common type of coercion experienced was being physically injured or held down, followed by being verbally pressured. 9.8% of women experienced being threatened with injury, and about 7% experienced being given alcohol or drugs. And this table shows the bivariate associations between types of sexual coercion and women's HIV risk behaviors among U.S. women aged 18 to 44 years. And here we see that women who were pressured with words were almost 1.5 times more likely to report multiple sex partners in the past year compared to those that were not pressured with words. Those who were physically injured or held down were 1.4 times more likely to report unprotected vaginal sex compared to their counterparts. And those given alcohol or drugs were almost twice as likely to report substance abuse in the past year compared to their counterparts. And here we have the multivariate association. So this is after adjusting for select demographic characteristics, including age, race, ethnicity, marital status, and number of children, as well as the first sexual relationship characteristics, the age at first vaginal intercourse, the type of relationship with the first partner, and the age difference of the first partner. So after we adjust, we can see that the associations between being pressured with words and multiple sex partners, as well as being given alcohol or drugs and substance abuse, remained. The association between being physically injured or held down, and unprotected vaginal sex was no longer significant after adjusting for the demographic and first sexual relationship characteristics. So the limitations with this analysis was the sexual violence measures. Although this data set was very good in the sense that it allowed us to capture behavioral specific measures, we didn't have any information as to if this was recent or if this happened to a woman 20 years ago. All we had was lifetime information. We also didn't know how often a woman experienced each type of these behavioral specific measures. And finally, for women who happened to experience more than one type of behavioral specific measure, we didn't know if it was the same male perpetrator who did this. There were additional confounders that were not included in the data set, such as the duration of the first sexual relationship and other forms of violence, specifically physical violence and emotional violence. And we didn't know the HIV status of these women, so ideally it would be important to replicate this analysis in a predominantly HIV negative population, since we are trying to get at a woman's risk for acquiring HIV infection. And as with all cross-sectional studies, the inability to establish temporality was not there. However, we do have a number of strengths with this analysis. This was a large nationally representative sample of women. The constructed sexual violence measures, this I previously stated about the use of behavioral specific measures. The previous national survey of family growth had a more broad way to capture sexual violence or sexual coercion. So through the use of focus groups and qualitative research, the use of behavioral specific measures were incorporated into this cycle six of the National Survey of Family Growth that was conducted in 2002. So they made an attempt to account for the use of various terms in sexual violence that are used to characterize sexual coercion, such as forced sex, unwanted sex, and some other terms. And also the use of ACASI was good in the sense that it limited any potential for recall bias, and also the data had a good representation of non-Hispanic blacks and Hispanics in the United States. Future research on this issue should continue to modify sexual violence measures, incorporate psychological risk factors as potential mediators in the association between sexual violence and HIV risk, and this would call for the use of mixed methods and longitudinal study designs, as well as incorporate male perpetrators into this association, as has recently begun to be implemented in New York State. And finally, the public health implications for this research are that HIV prevention methods may differ based on the context of sexual coercion experiences for women. For women who experience less severe forms of sexual coercion, female controlled HIV prevention methods may be more useful for these women. And this also may call for the use of more structural level interventions to promote condom use by male perpetrators. With that, I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues, Dr. Jacqueline Campbell and Dr. David Celentano, as well as members of the National Center for Health Statistics and my funding source. Thank you. That's a good point. So that issue, also known as gender symmetry, and that has begun to be researched a little bit. I know that our group has incorporated some questions on the opposite, looking at that in the opposite direction on some of our community-based surveys, but on a national level, I don't think they're not quite there yet on a national level.
or more questions? Okay, we'll continue with our program. Thank you very much, Janelle.
Okay, our final presentation for this afternoon in this session will be by Lori Freitas, and the title of her presentation, Estimating HIV Prevalence on the Border in San Diego. Thank you, Lori.
Sure. Don't worry, I'm not going to try and chase you down with this if you try and leave early, although I wouldn't necessarily blame you if you did. But, okay, so what do I do to click onto this?